Hey, all a part of the loan officer experience. Welcome to the LOE podcast. Ryan here, per usual. Today, Mike is talking about his team rolling into 2019 and challenges his entire team to think and listen in a different way.
This is Michael Mann, and this is your loan officer experience.
You ever just sit down and go, hey, man, I noticed that your numbers aren't where they're supposed to be. Is everything okay? As opposed to what everybody else does, right? Hey, your numbers aren't good. If you don't get them up in 90 days, well, Simon Sinek had a great talk about it, and I forget which talk it is. I'd love to, anybody watching this, I'd love to be able to say, hey, go check it out. But it's one of Simon Sinek's best talks, and it talks about employee morale, and it talks about managing to the bottom line as opposed to managing your team as your family. One of the cool parts that he says in there is with your children. He said at work, if somebody's performance is poor, you threaten to fire them. At home, if your child is acting up or your child's doing stuff wrong, you don't threaten to put them up for adoption, right? So he's talking about taking the approach that you do with your children, because, dude, your children, I mean, well, you guys, dude, you know, think of the stuff that you put your parents through. Think of the stuff that I put my parents through. Think of the stuff that my kids are going to put me through. You know, they don't screw up, and like Simon Sinek says, they don't screw up and you put them up for adoption. No, you deal with it. You put up with it. Talk with them about it. You discipline them. And he's saying that not too many companies are approaching business like that today. So what I really like, too, is, you know, a lot of people say millennials, your generation, I'm going to speak very frankly, a lot of people say millennials are entitled, lazy, and, you know, don't want to work for anything. But here's the truth. Here's the fact. Millennials, just like my generation and everybody else, just want to know that they're cared for. They just want to know that they can be taken care of. And a lot of people say they're entitled, so they want to be taken care of for doing nothing. But that's not true. I don't think that's true at all. I think that we've created a culture of, you know, these companies that are managing to the bottom line, managing to appease the investor. Well, what about appeasing your group, your employees, as a family? I mean, that's how I run this here. You've heard me say that how many times? I think when it comes down to it, I think that the way that people in today's day and age want to blame millennials, I think we got to blame the generation before. Because quite frankly, anybody who goes through life growing up with that entitled attitude, I'm sorry, but it's your parents' fault for not instilling a different expectation or a different philosophy, I guess. And millennials, just like everybody else, just want to know that they're loved. They just want to know that they're taken care of. They just want to know that they're cared for. And I think that if we globally changed our approach to certain things, I think we'd see a lot different results. Not just from the millennial generation, but from, you know, everybody, all generations across the board. I think you'd see a lot better results from your employees. I think you'd see a lot better results from your relationships. But I think so many people are, so again, you know, it's the Facebook world, it's Facebook reality, the keyboard warriors, it's the Monday morning quarterbacking everything, everybody's opinion, dude, nobody cares. You want to hear something? You want to hear something that's, quite frankly, could be devastating to some people? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about your opinion. Nobody cares what you think. And unfortunately, most people only care about smacking somebody else over the head with their opinion, right? Without any thought of resolution or thoughts of improvement. Take the current political situation. You know, nobody seeks to understand these days, right? Seeking to understand. So, yeah, I want to understand I don't agree with your position on that. Please help me understand why you feel that way. Nobody ever does that. Everyone just goes, you know, you're an asshole because you don't agree with me or you think that. F you and you know, we move on. And it's tough. That's a tough environment to grow up in, really, where everybody just wants to hit everybody over the head with their own opinions and then not care about yours. Where in what kind of society is that going to turn out to be? You know, it's funny, I talk about Facebook. Like, what if you could take the virtual Facebook? We should do this. We should take a virtual, we should make a skit of like what Facebook would look like in real life. And we should like go downtown and get like an actual soapbox with a megaphone. And we should just like start yelling at people, our opinions and our thoughts. If you like Donald Trump, you're a whatever. If you don't support Donald Trump, you're this. If you are a Democrat, you're that. If you're a Republican, you're this. I hate peas. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. If you eat peas, you're an idiot. Like, that's what Facebook's like. Seriously, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody posts something recently. You know, they had a shooting here. A cop shot perpetrator, and he's on trial, and everybody's saying he was wrong, and everybody was saying the other guy was wrong, and nobody seeks to understand anyone else's thoughts or opinions. Everybody just wants to beat everybody over the head with their opinion. I got into a Facebook conversation with a gentleman who I disagree with politically, and this isn't a political conversation, so I'm not even going to tell you what side I'm on. I emphatically disagree with this person's approach. Oh, I'm sorry, with this person's opinion on things, and I really hated his approach because he was a wacky over the head. He had gotten upset recently and said, "Hey, I'm going off of Facebook. I didn't realize I've upset so many people, and you know, I can't have an opinion these days." And da 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 da. And I encouraged him to stay. I said, "No, you should stay, and you should be able to voice your opinion. But I'd like to, if you're okay with it, offer you some suggestions based on what I've noticed in how you portray your message." And I talked to him about seeking to understand, and in my opinion, you very forcefully, and you want to try to change their mind. But what if you seek to understand their position, politely disagreed with them, told them, "Here's why I feel differently, but I respect your opinion." It's a totally different conversation. And I was kind of afraid of the backlash of what I was going to receive. I was sort of afraid of F you, or, you know, who can, you know. But it was really nice. And he said, "Man, I totally, completely see where you're coming from and the mistakes I made." And I was like, wow, so that's so much nicer.
Thank you all so much for listening. Go ahead and give this a like and share with someone who will benefit from listening to this or any of our other podcasts. Don't forget to visit us on all social media platforms loaded with a ton of more content, all in the description below. Most importantly, schedule that free 30-minute phone call today so we can get you on the path to success. Don't forget, work hard, play hard, live a life, and leave a legacy.